So welcome to the commentary for the Halo 2 Done Segmented. My name is Cody Miller. I'm an admin at High Speed Halo. I did two runs for this level, and I hold the Guinness Book of World Record speed run for Halo 2 on Legendary.
Hey, I'm Sturdy. My real name is Chris Wozniacki. I think Slinky started this project, and I thought it was a really fun idea just to like go through all the levels segmented. It shows like all the cool tricks you can pull off, and you don't have to risk doing it in a single level run. I think I completed 4 or 5 levels. I also did the last level with Knockyard, and that was the only level that was done by 2 people.
Almost.
Yeah, almost. All right.
Oh yeah. Hey, my name's Dap, and my real name's Dean. I live in California, 20 years old, and I think I did four levels for this. There was an original a whole project for this segmented thing, and I wasn't in that. I don't know if we're going to talk about that much. I'm sure we will, but... All right. Yeah, because we restarted. I wasn't in that first draft of the project. Basically, people found that you didn't need the Thunder. What's it called? Thunder Skull?
Thunderstorm Skull.
Yeah, you didn't need that one. And basically, well, that one makes all the enemies the hardest version. So after they scrapped that, I figured I'd join up. And since nobody was doing the Covenant levels like Arbiter, I figured I'd do them just to get them out of the way. And, yeah, we all spent a ton of time on this. I'm not sure the approximate years. I'm sure someone else will know that. It's probably like 3 or maybe more.
Yeah, I know some of my runs I spent over 2 years on.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I did some Covenant levels, and Goat Rope.
Hey, I'm Goat Rope, also known as Andrew Haliburta in the real world. I mostly speedran Halo 1 in the original Going Nowhere Fast contest. I founded High Speed Halo. I don't do much speedrunning these days, but I did do one level, High Charity, in this run. Mostly because when I heard about the whole project, nobody was really looking at High Charity, and I really enjoyed the level, so I gave it a shot, and I think it's pretty good. That's about it. Knockyard.
Hey, Knockyard here, admin at High Speed Halo. You might also know me as the guy that built the Griffball map. I've done 3 levels. I did Metropolis, Delta Halo, and Quarantine Zone, and helped Skurdy finish. I had the honor of completing the final segments of the final level, so you're gonna love that. So make sure you stick around to the end because it is an explosive ending.
So that was me there running the armory here.
That was you running the armory. That's the fastest I've ever seen it run.
Yeah, actually, funny story. Cold Vengeance submitted a joke speed run when we all started doing Halo 2 speed runs. He submitted a joke speed run here at the armory. And it's kind of where I got the idea to push Johnson closer to the elevator there. And
how much time do you save doing that?
Well, I don't know, but I asked him if he wanted to run the level for this project, but he was like, "What? That was a joke speed run. I don't think he understood what we were doing." but no, actually, my run of the armory is 4 seconds faster than his, so it's probably a good thing that he didn't.
Oh, that's good.
So yeah, this one's Cairo Station. This is my run right here, from start to finish. When the project started, as Dap was saying before, it was kind of different before, and it was more of like a play around of, if anything, just getting a lot of skulls and kind of having fun. And the one level that wasn't done was Cairo Station, so it was one of the first levels that was finished for the new version of the project that was focused just on speed. Yeah, and there goes trying to trying to make a little bit of humor there. Yep, I'll take it nice and slow.
It's also one of the most hard levels in the game. Just it's the first, it's not the easiest. It's one of the hardest.
Definitely not the easiest. I think I spent more time, my first attempt doing this legendary than I did the rest of the entire game. But, hey, that's just me.
I want to point out something about armory. Were we originally, we weren't planning to include that, were we, the level armory?
Well, not really, but then when it turned into a full game run, kind of just had to do armory.
Right.
Yeah, notice I said the last pistol bullet right there for that grunt.
I really like that.
This part right here was a little bit confusing when I was doing this, because this run went through three versions on my end. And it was kind of strange because, you know, there were times when I killed all these enemies down here faster, but it took longer for the final elite and two grunts to come out of the tube. And I didn't quite know why that was. And after kind of a little bit of playing around, I kind of discovered the triggers for when the enemies come out of the tubes. And that's when you kill four of the enemies that previously came out. So it's if you're going for speed, it's better to kill the grunts really quickly because then it'll trigger up the next wave of enemies faster. And it doesn't matter if the elites are still down there. So that's why you see me tossing the grenades and taking out the grunts first instead of the elites.
Yeah, you can make quite a elite collection if all you do is kill grunts. I did that for the next room. I just killed all the grunts and was left to face, like, you know, 8 or 10 elites.
Yeah, I got the sword from that elite. It's not really any faster than the plasma pistol, but it's just a little bit easier to handle. You know, this room, which I remember, when Halo 2 first came out, this room was kind of the most frustrating point for most people when they started playing Legendary because it was so difficult. Just run in there with a sword. That's all you got to do.
That sword had 77 ammo when you picked it up.
Oh, did it?
Was watching over this run.
Good luck there. Yeah, that's, on Legendary, one sword swipe and a plasma grenade will take down an elite. A white elite. I'm missing them there, but...
But you just rip through them like they're nothing.
Don't try this part right here at home, getting both of those elites right there without hiding, because as you can say, almost died. And, that's really hard. Normally you have to take one out and then hide and then take the other out. But it's a segmented project, so we can... I tried that I don't know how many times, but yeah.
This room must have been tough too because you don't get a checkpoint right after you finish the room.
Oh no, yeah. And you'll actually
see have to deal with the enemies in the hallway, right?
Yeah, and you'll actually see me kind of back up just a little bit so I get a checkpoint.
So do you want to tell the people exactly how this project works? Are you going to tell them in text? I mean, like how... We're running at like each checkpoint where
what we're doing is we're segmenting it by checkpoints. So we are getting to a checkpoint and then we're saving and quitting and then we can start over again. So that way we can play each segment as many times as we need to get it perfect. And here comes one of the first crazy tricks we do, sword flying.
Nice.
Yeah.
And it's not just a case of getting a segment perfect. It's just that you can actually do things you could never do in a real run. It's just things that are just way too risky.
Like sword flying like this twice in a row. For those of you who don't know, sword flying, it's a glitch that was in the first version of Halo 2. Bungie fixed it with the update, so if you've updated a plan live, you won't be able to do that trick. And it involves switching from a weapon to the sword and hitting X to cancel the animation. And in that circumstance, you know, for a fraction of a second, the reticle will stay red from the previous weapon, and you can use the sword to lunge, you know, pretty great distances. And it's obviously, you know, it's most useful with weapons like, you know, the sniper rifle and the battle rifle, but you can do it with any weapon. And we're going to be abusing that quite heavily throughout the course of this run.
Oh yeah, yes.
So I think it was the first online update that when you download that, it doesn't allow you to do it anymore. Well, technically, I think people found a way, but it's much more difficult. Oh. I never was
able
to do it.
And it's the same way with Halo 2 Vista. Halo 2 Vista, you can't store fly either.
Okay. Yeah, so you had to delete all your files, all your map files, all your character files, if you had downloaded that update, and then...
There was a cleaner way to do it. If you had the multiplayer map pack that they sold in stores,
right.
You could put the disc in and then install the update in some random language, like Dutch or Japanese, and then it would like freak out your English installation and revert to 1.0. Very
yeah, I have a Japanese Xbox. I have an Xbox that I use only for sword flying, and that's the only thing I use it for.
Wow.
Two sticks and those elites right there. That's
nice.
Oh, wow.
It's the fastest way to do that here. If you guys have seen that video Halo Legend 3 or whatever it's called. I don't know who did it, but...
How fast did you rip through that room?
I believe 26 seconds or something like that.
Wow.
It was faster than even the Halo Legend did it, so...
And this would be my first level that I segmented. The first three checkpoints I did not segment just because after his first grenade jump right here, there was nothing else really too difficult. Yeah.
Well, this level was, it's, if you look on the times page for High Speed Halo, this level has the most number of runs. I mean, it's been pretty competitive and, you know, the route's been kind of refined again and again. I mean, I did a run of this way back when, near Halo, when Halo 2 came out, and I ran out into that courtyard and I kind of jumped up that way. But, now the current fastest way to do it is the way you saw Skirty do it.
Yeah, and because there is no thunderstorm in this run, that was the only way I could get the sword, and that took a lot of tries. It wasn't as easy as it looked.
You had to luck manipulate it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, this is probably my favorite level in the game. I'm guessing that's why there's so many runs on it.
And that's sword canceling right there. Not quite the same as sword flying. I don't know if you want to explain that, Scotty.
Well, sword flying, you switch weapons, basically. You press Y at right trigger. Sword canceling, you just have the sword out, you pull the right trigger, and you cancel it by pressing S. And then if you want to get a little distance, you press A.
That trick looked really hard.
Yeah, this segment took forever. Actually, run took forever. Tunnel was very hard in the Ghost.
Yeah, it's normally we take the Warthog because, you know, the Ghost is so exposed and you get beat up. But, the boosting Ghost is slightly faster than the Warthog.
Yeah.
So, didn't you redo this level after a while? Because that tunnel...
First time I had the thunderstorm skull active, and this part right here, if I lose more health than I did right there, I don't get a checkpoint, which I do right there. You see it splice.
Yeah.
And basically, this part was really hard, just trying to avoid. You see, right there, my shields are down, and enemies are still shooting at me. Normally, I'd be dead by now.
Why did we get thunderstorm to begin with? What was that? Because you needed to, because all the elites became white. Oh yeah.
To get swords.
Yeah, higher chance of getting swords.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it turns out we didn't end up using it. And I requested Skirty. I requested that he get me a sword, and finish with two grenades because I absolutely needed them for the follow up, which is Metropolis.
Right. Even though this is a segmented project, it all still has to add up in terms of ammo and grenade count, like. It could theoretically be a playthrough, but just a very perfect one.
This segment was very tough. I don't know if you just saw, I got up on the wall just to avoid those first few shots, and that was critical. And right here, my shields go down almost immediately, and this is just basically pure luck right here. I have to turn left right there. There's no avoiding that. Tried many times, but I always die.
Yeah, I've tried this myself.
You just ducked in for a bit of cover there?
Yeah, that's what it is.
Oh, I see.
There's no avoiding that.
Yeah. Well, I don't think that slowed you at all, though.
So I want to ask you guys, did you do, I know Knocker, I think you said you worked on one of your levels for 2 years or something, but I know for my levels, I completed them pretty much in that same day. I like to just get them out of the way. I don't know I don't know if that hurt my time. Like, I don't know if, how many more seconds I could have saved if I would have stretched it out like Nuckyard, but
No, I think I've seen your runs. I've forgotten them because it's been a while, but no, they were fairly optimized. I don't think you could squeeze any more out of
the only thing. The only thing we could have done is lunge the glass in the arbiter, but you can only do that on on a PAL box anyway, so I don't really think we should have included that because we're all in TSC here, right?
All right, yep.
Okay, and here we go.
Sweet. So that level is pretty much mostly driving.
Yes, mostly. Let's see. Welcome, Metropolis. First I'd like to thank Skirty for giving that sword 2 grenades. Thanking the Marine for the rocket launcher, too. You're going to see that they're really going to be put to use. When I decided to run Metropolis, the last thing I wanted to do was just do another boring drive through like all the other Metropolis runs. I wanted to make it something special, so I decided to ditch the Warthog and create a tribute to all the Halo 2 tricksters at High Impact Halo. Bungie made this level a trickster's paradise when they placed a Scarab gun high atop that bridge you just saw there. First, we figured out a way to get a Banshee up there. Then came the launching. Everything from a solo player to a Wraith to a Scorpion has been launched up there. And if that wasn't enough, the tricksters figured out how to fall back down to the ground without so much as a scratch on them. First, you're going to see a... hold on a second. Very good. This is a salute to the tricksters. First, you will see a triple sword fly, then a double sword fly, followed by a pressure launch into a corner ride. Then you're going to see the campaign's best tactical super bounce, followed by some behind-the-scenes trickery. And the speed run starts now.
So how many days did this take?
This one here, was about 3 weeks' work right there.
That was sick.
Yeah, I remember when you were working on that.
You're making me look bad.
This here. I've been working on. This actually, that switched from VHS to DVD. That's how big of a change that was.
Wow, looks bad.
I would never be able to do this.
That is so weird.
No one's seen this yet.
What?
Yep.
Wow.
That was a pressure launch off the Scarab's leg, and here comes the corner ride.
No way.
I suddenly understand why this took 2 years.
For those of you that don't know, if you if you're in a corner where two polygons come together and you kind of brush beside them, it'll keep the fall timer from killing you.
Oh no!
That was completely blind. That board.
I know.
Yeah, it was. I saw it on the radar, and it was actually planned. I didn't expect them to get ahead of it, but it was quite well planned. Now watch how I luck out here. You won't believe the luck I get, right? Here, check out where the other Wraith is. Stuck under the bridge.
You also got lucky you didn't get killed by those Jackal snipers.
Yes. Yeah, you'll find that I don't fear Jackal snipers anymore. I don't fear them here, and I don't fear them in Halo.
Yeah, but like we skip them all from this point out.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to go back and see where this segment started, because it looks like this is one huge long segment.
Quite a few actually, but the middle part where I fought the Wraith, that is one, yeah.
Alright.
They're just really smooth transitions. Now, I didn't have any grenades to grenade jump onto the Scarab, so I had to go back to the old tactical super bounce.
Okay.
Looks and, like look on the ground here, I pick up a grenade. That's absolutely necessary that I had a grenade.
So for those of you who
don't know... You want to explain super bouncing?
You want to explain what you're doing there?
Look it up online. It's too hard to explain a super bounce. Basically, I can't explain it.
It's a glitch in the engine where basically you jam yourself between two polygons. From what I understand, you jam yourself in a weird angle, you jump, and then for some reason when you jump off something else, you split into the ground very slightly, and then it just ejects you.
Yeah, well, you actually have to.
The game tries to correct your position.
Well, you have to land in the right spot too. You have to land where two polygons come together, because then for some reason.
Here's a bit of manipulation, manipulating the load zones here.
This was the last segment that was completed, right?
This was completed like 2 days ago.
Yeah. What?
Really?
Really?
How did you...
They don't even see me. That's what I'm saying. I just found this. I mean, I used to do this. Wow. No, I used to do it in my co-op runs. We always did it in co-op runs, but I never thought of doing it in a solo run.
What?
Yeah, we're going to have to watch that one again afterwards, aren't we?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's the first time we've seen it. Oh, this is mine right here. The original route was actually taken from Skirty, I think, from his the original route of the... We need to come up with a name for that.
Yeah, Stitching It's really
original project, yeah. I'll call it. So basically, I don't think Skirty's threw grenades at those guys or the exact same way I did, but pretty much.
But that saves time.
Basically, you're becoming a team killer to open the door faster because they stand there and chat forever.
Right.
Yes.
And I could have done that a little better, but I mean, each of these segments was just taking.
Yeah,
so
I
long,
always wondered if you could, you know, sword cancel all the way to the end of this this series of conveyor belts there, but I could never find an angle that would let me do it.
I've never done it.
I've tried doing it too, and I can never find an angle either.
Hitting the switch through the door, or through the wall.
Yep.
Yeah, so the elevator's activated. It's already going down right now, as you can see.
And we found out the other day this saves 3 seconds. But hey, 3 seconds is 3 seconds.
Exactly.
And basically, I'd say all the segments. Well, I mean, compared to like not here, but all these segments took probably at least a couple hours each. So I just spent a whole day sitting there. And I mean, if you want to count from when I started practicing the level, then that's weeks too, because I come up with a route, so. I guess I have to count that time, too, because, I mean, after I had the route, and then I had spent one day recording it, but before that, I just come up with the best way to do each part, so, it was definitely more than one day, so, got to kill everybody in here. I'll try not to point out obvious stuff.
This looks very tactical, like you've planned every single move, every turn, like you know exactly where everything's going to pop out.
Yeah, these levels are pretty hard because I mean there's so many things coming at once. I was kind of overwhelmed at first. I'm like, okay, I don't know who to turn to. So I mean, I kind of like sometimes I feel like I don't know if I did it the best way, since like if I should have turned to this guy first. But I just basically went to the guys that spawned first. Just learned that. Oh, and then I don't know. I'm not listening to this with sound, but right here the segment will go from mono sound to stereo, I think, because. I'm not sure exactly why, but...
I'm looking at mine, and I've still got the two channels, so...
Okay. I'm sure you... Oh, this segment right here.
Yeah,
it's one of my longest. It just,
I've got a few audio glitches as well.
I would die so many times right after I flew past them, so that was the hardest part.
Mm-hmm.
And the segment's still going. I can't believe I lived past all these guys. So, there's still no skulls, right? Still no...
No, I get to grab all the skulls.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So, and next segment.
So, yeah, all these little things that that we're doing really add up, you know, big over the course of the run. This is about 28 minutes faster than all the levels on High Speed Halo right now. So, you know, for a run that was, you know, just under 2 hours... and then for our segmented run to be, you know, just under an hour and a half, you can see how much these little things just add up throughout the course of the run.
Okay, right here, I think I could have saved probably 3 seconds if I was at the right door. So I was pretty mad at myself for keeping that segment. Oh, I think I didn't keep that segment because I think I got lost.
Yeah, well, and that's where you can lunge through the wall on a PAL Xbox as well. If you go right up to the Heretic leader and you do a sword swipe, you can actually go right through the wall. But I don't think any of us have a PAL Xbox and are able to do that.
So whatever happened to Evil Homer's run? Did it just – he couldn't get it to you, Cody, or what?
Basically, yeah.
Okay, because I thought he got it to you at once, but I guess not. Cause
no.
This is still my run. I was surprised when mine made it into the final version.
I think it's good that we keep it separate, too, because at SDA they divide, like, NTSC runs and PAL runs.
Oh, right.
That's true.
On, like, Metal Gear Solid runs, I think.
Yeah, we wouldn't want to mix it up and, you know, do certain tricks that were only available on PAL.
Yeah.
So this level's the longest one in our run here. Surprisingly, we all thought it'd be Gravemind, but
surprisingly, Yeah, I'm surprised that Gravemind's shorter than this.
Oh, yeah, I said the same thing.
Single segment-wise, Gravemind is the longest, but when you segment, Oracle is the longest, apparently.
But just a small trick, when I don't know who he was playing, but when they use the sword to kill the flood corpses that were on the ground, later those resurrect, but if you kill them beforehand, then they don't.
Yeah, they resurrect whenever a flood popcorn form it infects the corpse.
I wanted to introduce Slinky. He's basically the guy that started this project. I'm sure he'll do a write up on the whole thing because he's got some pretty sweet writing skills. But yeah, Slinky's the one that came up with this whole project. He's not in the chat room right now or this commentary.
Yeah, he's written up an intro that we're gonna use when we premiere this.
Sweet.
So this part right here is kind of what slows down this whole run. You've got this mm-hmm. sliding platform, mm-hmm. and what's really frustrating is there's a death barrier that's kind of linked to the platform, and it moves with the platform. So you can't progress until the platform goes below a certain point. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, I've messed around on this level, and the death barrier doesn't extend all the way to the outside. Like, you can jump to the sides. You see there, you know, the flutter on that little ledge. I mean, if you can get up there, you won't die. But as soon as you make your way over to the door where you have to enter to progress, you hit the death barrier and just die. And I've sword canceled off a flood and, you know, gone pretty far into the door, and I still die. So it, as far as I know, it's impossible to continue before this platform lowers by a certain amount.
Yeah, no one's discovered a way yet.
Which is really frustrating.
If there was some way you could clip into the wall and then go outside around the death barrier, it could be possible, but I have no idea how you do that. There's no objects or vehicles around.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's a pretty boring part right here.
Yeah.
And I got to admit,
it's not boring when you're running it.
Well, yeah, I mean, when I was doing my
exciting when you're playing it.
When I was doing my No Death Legendary run for this part was actually really hard because the elites had a habit of meleeing the flood. And if you use the sword and you were, you know, flying in and killing them, then you would, you know, be beaten to death by your own teammates. So I ended up using the carbine most of the time because that kind of eliminated that risk.
Those long-range sticks down the hall there.
Yeah. You can see, like, my fighting style changes because I find new, better tactics along the way.
Yeah.
So it's probably recorded all in one day and... I apologize for poor fighting quality. I usually play speedruns on easy difficulty just because I like to get the fastest time, but I definitely give a lot of credit to people play on Legendary because, I mean, speedruns are for entertainment, so, I mean, either you go for fastest time and you do tricks and stuff.
Well, that's one of the reasons I wanted to do Quarantine Zone is so I could actually pull a trigger. Because in most of my other runs, I just run.
Yeah, that's true. And I'm not one for fighting, so that's one reason I didn't want to do these levels. But, I mean, I did them. And I guess they're okay.
Going back to what Cody said, on this elevator right here, your allies usually blunt strike you and kill you. But on later levels, like the Sacred Itron in the last part, usually you don't get killed by your allies, even if they do try to hit you. So it's weird how the game works.
Might be something they fixed as the game progressed.
Yeah. And so right here is where you drop.
Yeah, right after. There's a sound. There's a sound I wait for. That's my cue.
Nice.
And basically, I just touched those corners to cancel the fall timer.
It's a nice nice sword cancel there.
That took a while. Oh my goodness, I hate this. Is basically my least part. Favorite part.
This is one of my favorite parts of the entire game. When I've played Halo 2 in a while and I want to warm up with a sword, this is where I go. I go straight to this room on Legendary, pull out the sword, and don't leave until I've cleaned it out with just the sword.
Well, I guess our gaming styles differ pretty big because...
I don't think I'd ever want to run this level, but as far as warm-up goes, you won't find a better one.
Yeah, I absolutely cannot stand rooms that have doors that lock until you kill a certain amount of enemies. Drives me up the wall. I did try to do a run of this level before anybody, like when Halo 2 first came out, and I did so terribly. Got like 22 minutes or something.
Were there any rooms like that in Halo 1 besides the library?
Truth and Reconciliation.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. A few
of
them.
But that was fun. You're talking about the Gravelift battle in the Belly of the Beast?
Yeah.
I didn't mind that so much just because it was so dynamic.
I didn't like that level just because you never got a pistol. Call me biased.
Yeah. No, I think this is one long segment, so...
yes, it is.
Since I'm always in a battle, I'm not going to get a checkpoint. And so it took a long time to get the
Swordfly, yeah.
I'm sure I could have done more of those, and I was trying to, but it's hard to pull off.
All in one segment, yeah.
Yeah.
I've actually loaded up Halo 2 on my 360, and it just seems a little bit easier to swordfly with the 360 controller. Maybe it's just psychological, but I had a significantly easier time doing it.
I've tried to, but I always hit the
controller on the original Xbox. You mean?
Yeah, on the 360, it seems a little bit easier than doing it on the original.
Oh, when you play? Okay, so when you play on the 360, you mean?
Right.
Okay.
But all these runs were done on the Xbox, the original, I believe. Did anybody do any segments on the 360?
No.
No.
Okay.
I wish. I play so much better with a 360 controller.
There's some times when I did load up Oracle, and in the beginning, there are times when the 360 starts to slow down. So I don't think it'd be a good idea anyway.
No, it's too laggy.
I did some of my planning on a 360, but I just could not do sword flies with the other controller.
So you had the opposite problem.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, you like the fatty controller, don't you?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, I like those too. If you notice right there, I just shot the ground to make the enemies think I was. Well, basically, I just tricked them to make them think I was somewhere else, and they ran up the platform, and then I used the sword fly. I don't know if I used someone else's route, but I know
I really like your way to get to the top here. This is just so creative, I think.
Oh, wow.
Really?
I did not remember that.
Yeah.
I'd have never seen that.
Yeah, Cody was telling me the other night that something cool happened in this room, and I had been waiting to see what it was.
Yeah, I just realized I've not seen. I saw the run you did before this, but I've not seen this one.
Yeah, I mean it was a small thing, but I thought it was, you know, I thought I was wowed.
That's the best part of the speed run, just the little things that save a second here and there.
Wait a second. No, I didn't. I thought I did something else.
I didn't even know you could slice those cables from the outside.
No, and, it's used to me.
It may look like I'm, for people that haven't played this level very much, it may look like I'm wasting time by not going straight to this cable and cutting it, but you have to. There's a timer you have to wait for to cut the next one. So basically, I'm still doing it as fast as I can.
Yeah, you always have to wait for people to talk about whatever is going on in the game.
I mean, basically, this is optimized as much as it is, so if you think we're doing something slow, we'd like to know if there's a faster way to do it, because...
I love the trick of using the things popping off to knock you back down to the platform. Didn't even know you could do it from that side.
Yeah, I found it out while I was running it.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, right, yeah, coming up, we have a special guest runner right here who did one segment for us.
I got DC.
Right here, we have Louis Wu doing a segment for us, the head honcho at HaloBungie.org.
Yeah, the quality's a lot better than mine.
Yeah, wow, amazing quality.
And segment's done.
Showing us all up.
So yeah, he flew the Banshee from point A to point B quite well, I might say.
And he flies it like nobody's business.
Very impressive. Not much to say about this.
Didn't you kind of come up with a method for fighting the heretic leader Goat Rope? Because I remember you taught me how to do it really well at one of Lewis's LAN parties.
Oh yeah, you just sit on top of the Seraph in the middle, and you jump up, and you can see where he is.
Yeah, did you come up with that or?
I think so. I didn't think it was that big of a deal.
Well, it was news to me.
Yeah, this part took me a while to find the fastest way. I kept thinking there's a faster way to do it, but...
I know, you play it on easy, and you get one sword swipe, and you're done. Mm-hmm. It's way different on Legendary.
Yeah, I didn't understand when I could hit him. Oh, right here, like, it might look like I'm... Again, it might look like I'm wasting time, but... I mean, maybe I wasted 1 second, but you still have to wait till he's done talking, I think.
Yeah.
I'm sure Skirty knows... bit more about this because
yeah, you have to wait till he stops talking. Okay. So you have plenty of time. Well, not plenty of time, maybe like 5 tries at a sword fly to get up there.
Yeah, I still don't understand this boss, like why he does what he does, like why he was just standing there.
Yep. And the fact that he's invincible while he's talking.
Mm-hmm.
Just the first of many Bungie boss follies.
Mm-hmm. They got a bit better in Halo 3 about boss fights.
Well, there was like only one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Finally.
Here we go. Delta Halo Legendary is the first speed run I ever completed, and it's always been my favorite level to run. My job here is to finish with a sword that will be carried over to Regret, and to beat the current heroic record. I'm also tasked with grabbing the Envy Skull so MC can have invisibility for the rest of the game, and wait till you see how fast Gravemind is with Envy activated.
It's very fun.
A spirited reading.
Yeah, Knockyard's got cue cards. He's cheating.
Yes, I am. One of the important discoveries was that Special Ops Elites randomly spawn in this level, so I had to keep restarting and restarting until I found a sword.
And that's why we originally picked up Thunderstorm, right? So that it would guarantee a win.
That's right. And this is why we didn't have to do it. And now that I have a sword and a rocket launcher, well, guess what's coming?
Sword fly.
Multiple sword flies. Sword flies out of the air, a nice little wall run.
I have no idea why, but you don't need to hit X when you're using the rocket launcher for some reason.
Huh. For scoped, I did.
Oh,
yeah,
the way I was used to it.
Unscoped, you don't need to press X. Scoped, you do.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what was the final time on this level?
308.
308. I would like to point out, when I launched High Speed Halo, the run I used to make the first news post was my Delta Halo run, 6 minutes, 12 seconds on Legendary.
Now this segment coming up from the fountain to the skull is the hardest thing I've ever done in anything related to Halo. And you'll see why in about 2 seconds. This is the hardest thing I've done. This took months to complete.
It better be amazing.
Oh, you haven't seen it?
Oh!
Wow, the timing looks insane on that.
Not only that, but...
Checkpoint.
Oh, right that?
I got a checkpoint right at the skull grab, so you don't even see a flash, because when you come back from editing, the flash doesn't show up the second time.
Oh, I was wondering
about
that.
But I have video proof of that.
Look at that, even without the reticle.
But yeah. Yeah, you can lock on without a reticle. I did the old stick a Cheerio to your screen for that part of it. It works.
Yeah, I did the same.
Yeah, don't use magic marker. I learned that one the hard way.
No, especially on a plasma. I just love this part. And smack and stick. And because I killed him before he did his little speech, his two buddies don't show up.
So this is regret. Who did this level?
I did. Depp. I don't remember that much about it. But...
You're welcome for the sword.
Yeah, except this beginning is so much faster than the the single segment run that I had done on this level. And I didn't really want to run this level just because I hate this level after speedrunning it. It was that beginning is just so hard.
Yeah, that I tried a whole bunch of different things, like other methods. Oh, and also right here, that Phantom I thought maybe possibly it could sword fly off one of the turrets on it and then sword fly over to the platform and skip this whole gondola. It's just an idea, but
so that was hunters going in.
What the hunters? What about them?
That was that Phantom.
Oh, yeah.
Was the one that So you're way ahead of them.
And one of the things that's good about doing this the way we're doing it is he could carry the sword over. You know, whereas when I did my single segment run of this, I had to try again and again and again in order to spawn a white elite.
Oh, yeah, and they don't spawn that often.
No, and then that's what made it so frustrating, because then when they do spawn and you do get the sword, then you're killed by a Jackal Sniper.
Yeah.
I learned everything from this level, except I think I probably modified the bridge fights from Skirty's run. But yeah, Skirty, I think he probably he holds majority of all the Halo 1 and Halo 2 records, I think, for single player.
Well, I don't think anybody's beaten my run of this on Legendary anyway, but I know...
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's
Skirty, nobody wants to.
Yeah. But I think, Skirty, you've done a lot of runs for this on the lower difficulty levels.
Yeah, I actually did this level for the older version when we were using Thunderstorm and all those spells. This room, Dean does a lot faster than I did.
Oh, yeah, I should mention that, this is the first carryover level of the skull, so I have Envy activated. So this whole project is as if it were a single segment run, but it's segmented. We do carryover weapons and carryover skulls as if it were a single segment.
We should probably explain the skulls just for people who don't play Halo.
Okay.
Basically, in every single level of Halo 2, Bungie added a skull that's hidden somewhere in the map. You can pick it up, and then it gives you some random attribute.
Well, it's not random.
Each level has its own different attribute. Right. Like, it'll remove the HUD or make, weapons have half ammo when you pick them up. And one of them is it'll give you the ability to cloak for 5 seconds. Which is the one we picked up.
Yeah.
So that's what we...
So it gives you the same advantage that you'd have if you were playing as the Arbiter.
Right.
Yeah.
And then the other one that we pick up later is Sputnik, which makes... does it decrease the gravity, or does it make the explosions more powerful?
It increases the force of everything.
Okay.
Things go boom.
Yeah,
punches.
I liked how you you toss that grenade through this little... into this little... what do you even call this? Like a tram?
Yeah.
Yeah, you just tossed it right through and took out all those jackals inside before it opened up. That was cool.
Oh, yeah, that actually took a while to do. It's harder than it looks, everything, isn't it? But, the placement, actually, I think their spawning is random, if I remember right. So, that took a while. The next little tram thing, it's really funny what happens. I don't know if you guys remember.
Yeah, I've not seen this one yet either, so.
Oh, really?
No,
I think I've seen a majority of them.
When they first came out, I would just sort of watch it and skim through it in fast motion and kind of squint my eyes. I like being surprised. I wanted to, when this project was released, to actually get the same sense as anyone else watching it, except for, of course, the levels I did, or the levels I helped with.
When Cody linked me the video the other day, I, like, very specifically didn't watch it, just so I could experience it for the first time here.
Well, if you haven't seen Quarantine Zone, actually, you probably have, because I did do a pre-release of that. Oh, look at that. Wow.
I mean, the chances of that are pretty...
Plus, look how long he's invisible for.
Why'd you kill him?
And it's also pretty... Watch, I take a sword, I get a couple more.
Oh, I see. Wow.
Nice.
I'm like, wow, what are the chances of that?
Yeah, I've never seen that happen.
Yeah, I'm certain that hundreds of man-hours, if not thousands, have gone into trying to avoid these stupid trams, but nobody's figured out a way.
We're just breaking this game for Bungie in more ways than I can count.
Yeah.
And only because we love them.
Of course.
You know, we aren't breaking this because we want to break it. We're breaking it because, hey, they gave us something incredible, and we want to do as much of that as we can.
Yeah, and so if you're one of those people that says, oh, you know... using glitches, that's cheating, no fun. Well, you know, screw you.
Get out of speed running.
Yeah.
It's everything but cheating. If it's in the game, it's not cheating.
Yeah.
The full path Halo guys are going to get mad at us.
Yeah.
At least it's on Legendary.
Nice.
That one took a while.
That was beautiful.
I've been trying to do that for the longest time. Jump. I didn't think it was possible.
Oh, and then pull the slide jump to finish it off, too. Nice.
I love slide jumps.
I've tried performing that, going straight over the mountain so many times, and I've come in...
I always bump
into
something.
I'm like one inch short every time. Mm-hmm. Never get over.
Did you try using a grenade, like stick somebody and then sword fly off them?
Oh, I'm sure.
I tried.
All right.
But I couldn't.
I've got one of those coming up, in case you're interested.
Yeah.
In a very unique place.
I forget, do you even bother to take out those bandages? Okay, there we go.
Yeah,
this... Rocket lock on.
How I missed the...
Yeah.
I remember when I was doing this level when Thunderstorm was active, it used to take 3 or 4 rockets to kill those,
It took you so long just to kill those things regularly.
Yeah.
They were tough with Thunderstorm on.
Yeah, this... I admit, I'm not very good at fighting, so these fighting parts, I mean, they look pretty simple, but for me...
Well, if you're playing through this game normally, this part right here is actually really tough, but you wouldn't know it from looking at this right here.
One of High Speed Halo's old taglines was, High Speed Halo, making it look easy since 2003.
Yeah.
And that Banshee gave me so much trouble. I'm surprised it left me. Usually it just kept annoying me.
Showing off.
I kept screwing up my segment.
Yeah. Jumping off a gondola. Who would do that?
I forgot how different the Halo 2 sniper looks.
Yeah.
That thing's ugly.
Yeah, but it's got the... You can see the reflection of what you're looking at in the display.
You can. Was that
I thought that was
to,
real
uh,
clever... shooting to stop the Jackal.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, I think I wasted probably 1 second having to look over at him. But
didn't a different runner do this boss fight?
No, we were. I wanted Cody to, but I guess he didn't have the time.
I didn't want to go through and match up the ammo counts and stuff like that.
Oh yeah.
And like I said, I hate this level. So.
I was having a lot of trouble with the boss fight, too, and I thought he would have more experience. Like, I just didn't know the fastest way. And, like, I thought maybe needlers would do more damage at him, or I tried, like, every single weapon. And basically, I came to the conclusion that punching what you're supposed to do is the fastest way.
Yeah, I actually don't think you can damage him with the needler on anything other than easy, is that correct?
You can, but I don't think you can kill him. You can, damage him with other stuff, but I don't think you can kill him with anything. Like, say... it could do a lot of damage and then just do like a couple of punches.
That's kind of one of the continuing mysteries of this game for me. I don't think anybody's ever broken it down.
Mm-hmm. And then now I'm just waiting for this scene. And
it's kind of interesting. It just kills the AI once once the boss goes down.
They're like,
how bad would you feel if you were killed by a grunt with a plasma pistol after taking down a grunt?
Oh man, this
sacred icon, Cody Miller. The other day, you told me this is the worst level in Halo 2.
This is. I was just about to ask. Worst level in the entire Halo trilogy, man.
Whoa.
Does anybody like this?
I don't mind.
This was the first level I ever speedrun, so I
to be fair, this is the easiest level in Halo 2.
Yeah, that's
which is why it was my first one to do.
It's a good practice run. Just not very many obstacles, really. It's basically just, and it's so repetitive at the beginning. I mean, there's two of these same rooms, and everything's the same.
Right, and then in the end, you just get confused because you're falling down that big slide, and it just suddenly starts snowing, even though you're still inside, and you're like, "What?"
I like the big slides coming through.
Yeah,
I'm a fan of Sacred Icon, and it slides.
I'm guessing a grenade jumped right there just because I picked up some extra grenades and there's no one shooting.
Just to make you interested.
I don't know if you've been following the Halo 2 tricksters, but they managed to get back up that slide.
Huh. See, I've always wondered if you could, near the end, you know, when you kind of come out in the open and you first go down the big slide that takes you outside, it takes you to a lower level first. And I was always wondering if you could, you know, like corner glitch down instead of having to take the slide. I don't think I ever managed to do it. Do any of you know if that's ever been done?
Oh, you cannot do that.
No, you can't. Okay.
I don't believe you can. If what I'm thinking of is what you're thinking of, I don't think it can be done.
And also, right here, you don't have to fight the big enforcer. All you have to do is shoot the switches, and it kills by itself.
Yeah, now you tell me.
Oh, and as you can see right there, I kind of got retarded and couldn't find the enemy. I don't know where he was at.
You were so smooth all the rest of the time. What happened, man? And see, like, really, you guys, like, how do you like this? It's just, it's like you're on the Rigart gondola again. You're just waiting. You're on rails.
Yeah. It's not like a great level, but it's the worst in the trilogy. That's a pretty drastic statement.
Well, what would you say?
I'd have to think about it. A lot of people would say library, but I like library.
Yeah, I do too.
I also like Cortana. Maybe I just like bad maps.
They're both repetitive, these two maps.
Yeah, Cortana's a close second, I think.
No, everybody in the world is wrong about Cortana. You learn the level layout, and it's like one of my favorite levels to play.
Yeah.
Dean, did you lose the plasma pistol there? Or the rifle?
I like that little melee cancel.
Yeah, that's a little, melee launching. That was cool.
Similar to the sword launch.
So you use the gondola raising up to launch there? Is that what that was?
Oh, yeah, I think I did that. I don't know if I got.
Yeah, you're upward.
That
you're upward
be a naturally high launch. Or it could be the sometimes you get lower gravity when things are moving.
No, it's just the upward momentum of the.
Oh, it is?
Yeah,
okay.
You keep it even after you jump.
Because I found when I was doing Metropolis that anytime you're underneath the scarab, if you jumped, you'd go about four or five times as high. Mm-hmm. If you were standing directly underneath it.
That's an interesting tidbit of information.
Well, okay, four or five times might be exaggeration, but you can, like, the bridges where you fight the race, you can actually just jump right on top of the bridges. And same as when the bridge is raising or lowering in Delta Halo, you get extra jump height. Anyhow, just a bit of tidbits of information.
Interesting.
Yeah, in the older speedruns of Delta Halo, they used to go around to the front of the bridge and jump up to hit the switch.
Oh, do you see that?
Oh, yeah, just a little bit of the HUD. I'll have to cut that out.
Okay. I tried. I was using Windows Movie Maker.
Oh.
Wow.
Yep. That's probably another reason this looks so bad. The quality. Yeah.
I'm sure after everybody listens to this commentary, you know, they're going to email Lewis Wu and say, what capture card do you have, man?
Yeah. Well, you got to remember, half of mine were done on my old VHS, and the other half are done on a newer DVD recorder, but I don't even know where those VHSs are.
He sent me his segment in 2007, I think. I think this was before he got his intensity, so I really don't know what it was that he used to capture that.
Yeah.
My capture card has history. I bought it secondhand off an HBO Forums poster. Oddworld 18 is the reason my run is in this video.
Uh-oh. Better give him a shout out at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't have an Xbox if it weren't for my friend stealing one from a frat house after everybody passed out and then selling it to me.
Everything I own is secondhand from my brother, including my capture card.
No, Cody, you would have bought one anyway because you're a big Bungie fan.
Well, I kind of forgot about Bungie at the time just because I was so distraught over them being bought by Microsoft. I kind of just, yeah, you know. And now that I just kind of encountered Halo again, I went to Cyber Cafe with my friends and, you know, they were playing on a real tournament and I saw that they had, you know, Halo for the Xbox and I said, all right, you know, might as well try it out. And so I did, and then... And then I thought about buying an Xbox, so, you know, then my friend, he stole one from a frat house and was like, hey, man, I got this Xbox. I gave it to you for $50, and didn't tell me it was contraband until afterwards.
Well, if it's $50, you can kind of
sue. Isn't that how much they sell them at the store now? I was just at GameStop yesterday.
They still sell Xboxes? That is surprising.
Yeah, and it was named Charlene, right? You know how in Halo 1 it would have the name of the Xbox when you went to multiplayer. It was named Charlene, and you know I actually ended up learning that that was named after the guy who owned the Xbox. It was named after his favorite one night stand.
Just back there, I don't know if you noticed, I switched. I gave my rocket launcher to an ally, and then I took it back, and I think I did that. I'm pretty sure he reloaded the weapon for me, or either he gave me more ammo. But
yeah, sometimes they'll fill it up for you. It's very nice of them.
Yeah.
When I play this, I always give one a rocket launcher, one a shotgun at least, and let them actually have some decent weapons. Oh, that's nice standing up there.
Yeah, get a good view of the area.
Yeah.
Although I don't know why I jumped down so soon. I kept feeling like I could do this so much faster, but I really didn't know.
I think this part's just so kind of variable. I don't really know how much you could actually
Yeah, the spawns are really inconsistent.
I think most of it's on a timer, too. It's not all of it, but this is one of the mysteries of this game, where it's just complicated as to what's on a timer and what is based on a number of deaths or whatever, but...
Soon enough, we'll have Xbox emulators, and we can figure it all out and do a
fly through. Yeah, that's one of my favorite parts of Halo 3 is to be able to pause it and fly through and watch the enemies spawn from their perspective. It makes a huge difference. I love the sound effects on this. Hearing enemies that you don't see.
Oh yeah, that was another tricky part. Like, you could always hear them, but I didn't know if they were actually there or not.
There's a very welcome sight, that Phantom, when it comes in.
That means the level's over.
Very unfriendly to that poor Phantom.
Yeah, really. Hey, wait a sec. He had guns in my mission.
It's still green, though. He isn't so friendly.
Yeah. Oh, I don't have notes prepared for this, but I don't need them, really. All I had to do in this level was get the skull and still beat everything but the easy times. So that's not too much of a too difficult, isn't it?
Nice jump.
Nice jump.
Now, why did you wait around for that checkpoint?
You'll see in about eight, seven. So you'll see it soon enough. See, I'm going to grab the skull and then revert back a checkpoint, and there I am.
Oh, I see. Never
pretty
mind.
Genius.
Dumb, stupid question.
Oh, that was cool.
Yeah, watch the landing.
Perfect.
Oh,
boom.
That must have taken a lot of
Well, considering that this is the third version of it, I knew exactly where to place a grenade and everything else. So that only took about an hour to get that one down. This next one took a long time, and something's going to happen here, and it's going to be kind of confusing. But it's a shortcut Flechette found years ago.
Ah, Flechette.
Not this part right here. This part I found, but there's something coming up in about 5 seconds that Flechette found. I just use it in a completely different way.
What?
Was that a Wraith shot?
A rocket.
That was a shot. That was a scorpion that's attached to a pelican that's flying overhead.
Oh,
wow.
Why did it shoot at you?
Because
that tried to flutter on it.
How consistent
is that? That's it's Johnson, and you're an elite.
Oh.
You're not quite allied with him yet. You will be when the scene's over, or later on in the game. Oh, sorry. This little dip right here that took me about 3 days to figure out, and it saves 1 second.
Yeah,
this part right there was always tough.
Yeah, Flechette, if you're listening, man, I want to give you a shout out because. I remember, he was pretty active speedrunning levels. He did Gravemind for a while, and of course he kind of pioneered Uprising. So,
it was him and I. This part here as well. Him and I challenging each other in this. That we really pushed each other. Audio glitch. We really pushed each other to find new tricks. And between him and I, we found tons of them.
Are you talking about? Did he actually help you plan the segmented run?
No, but just we are going head to head when competing for the legendary and the no shot.
Oh yeah.
I think he still holds a no shot. Actually, I think he still holds legendary record.
Aren't they one and the same? Or they were at some point.
Oh, that's right. I think they still may be.
Still
I should check
same,
my.
Yes.
See, I should have made notes for this one. Now this is where things differ. I didn't want to go run and hide like everyone else does in legendary runs or even some of the easy runs. I actually wanted to fight here. So the key to the fight is to wake the elites up. Sometimes they wake up, sometimes they don't. That's why I threw a grenade at them. I came here to get a checkpoint, but never got it. So this part here was the first time I'd ever done this, and for the first couple minutes, this is the first take, first and only take.
There were no...
Usually you get a checkpoint here. I didn't get one.
Yeah, I was going to say.
So I'm getting kind of worried. And at this point, either the elites fight or they freeze. And most 90% of the time, they freeze. And
They need to read.
So
a book
at this
about
point,
controlling fear.
Well, I'm thinking at this point that they're frozen because they're not shooting. Now I just spoke that taken out by them because they are fighting.
They're killing you.
So I know I was really shocked there. Like, oh wow, they're awake. This is going to be nice. This is going to be fun.
Yeah, I guess the AI can't deal with a moving platform.
Yeah.
Did you?
But
get a
once
checkpoint?
In a while. Not yet. No checkpoints yet. Oh, I don't think I did yet. Oh, I love this. Watch this. Boom.
Just wanted a hug.
Yeah, that's right. I think I have a checkpoint coming up, so I did what Dap did, and I jumped off the gondola just to show off. Yeah, here it is.
Nice.
Whoa.
I mean, it was right after a checkpoint. I had to do it. And the rest, as they say, everyone runs and hides on top of the gondola on Legendary, and I thought, segmented, I'm not going to hide. Like, actually, I did in the first time I did it, but... This, I just thought I'd just go through and destroy as many enemies as I could, but I had to save at least two or three enemies for the ending.
Yeah, in there, it's a good hiding spot where you are right now, because if you're in there before they spawn, it will prevent them from spawning.
I found that's for the first batch, but if you stay in there, they just start spawning randomly all over the place. Like, they'll drop down off the walls.
Oh.
If you stay inside there, they'll find a way on, and then it kind of gets disorganized. I wanted to keep them under control, because I wanted to keep the elites alive for the end, because I need them as a distraction later. If your elites all die, then the flood, you know, they're really hard to control.
Just so, quick change of subject here.
Sure.
Parallel to the track that this little ship or little elevator or whatever is running on, there's another one with some NPCs on it, Miranda and someone else. And for quite a long time, people thought it would be possible to get over that one because it arrives at the end of the level like 30 seconds sooner or something.
Yeah.
And there were a whole bunch of theories. Like there was a dropship people thought they could run across. People thought they could sword fly or something. But
I was actually part of that search.
Yeah.
No, I know when you get on top of the dropships, you just keep bouncing and you can't really control yourself.
Yeah, that's bizarre.
All the physics on the gondola are bizarre. It's very hard. Like,
they are.
When your right heel is red, it's really hard to move it around.
Well, I mean, look at when you toss your grenades. I mean, the tails on it, they're, you know, really long, and you can tell it. Something's going on.
Yeah, and I fired a needler, and the needles just hang in the air. They don't move at all. That was very strange.
How'd that make it past testing? Oh, wait, that's right. It's the needler. Nobody uses it.
Yeah.
No, they said the needler was
you have to
pick
brave
up
mind.
Maybe that's why there's no moving platforms in Gravemind.
Yeah, thank God.
Oh, they opted. That's why the gravity lifts exist. Wow, mystery solved.
Yeah. Genius go rogue.
See, here I wanted to have some guys up top, but I didn't want any shoddy guys up, so I had to make sure all the shotgun guys carrying shotguns were all dead. And here's what I'm saying, where I wanted to keep the elites as a distraction at the end. So I got some... I still was 10 seconds short at this point when I was doing the run. So I had to find a way to make up 10 seconds.
Better fix that.
Oh, perfect.
I was actually trying to go right into the door, but I thought I would have died from a fall timer if I had, so I aimed for the wall.
Yeah, and there's the other lift.
At this point, I realize, hey, I still have grenades.
And Sputnik.
And the floating SMGs are here.
What?
Don't often see those in a run.
No. Not since Guilty Spark.
Yeah. Oh, you're echoing big time.
So now starts.
He's in the cavern of the grave mind. Why don't we skip that cutscene? Okay.
I don't think you can.
All right. This is the hardest run in the game.
Oh,
basically,
by far.
On Legendary, it has to be. And it kind of looks like I have catch active here, but I don't. Sometimes they just like to throw grenades. And I pick one up right here.
Explain this glitch.
I think Flechetti found this out, or maybe it was Spot Check. Basically, you need to stay where I am before that checkpoint arrives. Those 3 points that I just looked to, you basically need to stand in that position. And on Legendary, on lower difficulties, this checkpoint right here, you could get out and you're good. But on Legendary, you have to wait a little while for all the enemies not to be spawned. And I think the idea behind it is you stand in a brute spot, and the game just doesn't know what to do, so it doesn't spawn them. And
yeah,
right here...
Oh, yeah, you see he goes right to the captain.
Mm-hmm. Normally, you have to fight two waves of enemies that come out, and there you just go straight to the captain. It saves tons of time. You have to kill a certain amount of enemies for these brutes to come out on top. I take the carbine right here, I kill the other brute. And there's one grunt that's saved on the bottom. I shoot him and I get into his position, and I do the trick again for the two extra waves.
And this needs to be pretty precise. I tried this myself, and you got to be in, like, a very exact spot.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
And if you...
I only managed to do one of these in my single segment run. Because, yeah, it's really, really hard to stand in the right spot, and you have to kind of use a visual cue to line yourself up.
And if you watched Cody's single segment run, this first room, I don't know how long you took him, and I'm out of it already. It saves a lot of time and a lot of frustration. Right here, I boost, I cloak. This segment took a while, because I have no grenades right here, and I have to wait for the cloak to recharge. So I have to survive these enemies, cloak, and then I just run by them.
If only you had a sword.
That's coming up soon. Alright, right here I get the sniper, which is crucial later on, because you could do some really long distance sword flying. And right here, it's just basically running straight through the hallways, cloak, I kill this brute. And I get a checkpoint up here by the door, very luckily. And it's just more running through the level. Right here, since I cloaked so soon back there, it's not recharged yet, so I had to go around here. I tried lots of times to go straight, but I always got killed. And coming up is one of my favorite tricks I've ever done. I love it. I have to kill these two brutes here. And I get a checkpoint in the perfect place, and I just aim and throw a grenade.
I remember people speculating about being able to do this.
Oh, wow.
It would be possible.
I've never seen it.
Right, but
I've seen it done where it takes them 10 minutes to set it up, but I've never seen it done in a run.
Well, unfortunately, you still have to go down and free all the Marines. You can't just go to that level and continue on.
Yeah. It doesn't
work. You have the sword early, like, you have a sword to bring down with you, so nice.
Even saves the ammo, uses the carbine to punch.
Yeah, so right here, I throw a grenade right here, perfect placement, kills those two. And enemies come out of here. And this is where most of fighting happens in the run. Before, I'll skip enemies mostly, and after this prison, I'll be skipping them mostly. But here, I have nothing else to do. This is one of those areas in the game where you just have to fight everything. And here's another swordfly.
Nice, right into the prison. Beautiful. Mm-hmm.
It almost looks like you missed that brute.
Yeah.
I guess I got him. Yeah. And I skipped all the enemies out there. Usually they all spawn, you kill them all, then you go to prison. Now they're all waiting out there for me, so
there's
a lot of fighting right now.
I'm sure
I got lucky a lot of times.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm sure lots of people are going to think we're cheating because the amount of, like, you get shot a lot while your shield's down, and it's really surprising that you live. I mean, not just in this run, but I've seen it happen in other runs. I'm even surprised you live.
Thought I had a grenade there, it would have been faster, but I didn't have one. And right there that you saw, that's a little glitch. It's most commonly seen with the battle rifle. You see people do BSRs, and then they reload real fast without, like, the animation. That's all that happened right there. And I didn't use my sword because I'm down very low and I need a sword fly later on, so I just melee them. Alright, this segment, I kill all these enemies up here, and it's crucial that I... Alright, after I kill those, the brute comes up, and I have to stay up here until Cortana says whatever she did right there. I just kind of got lucky as I went down the elevator, she said it. But after she says that, you go down to the second level, and you wait for the elevator... to signify that all the enemies are dead, and you just skip all these enemies.
Hmm.
I think that was found by Mike Miller in his Halo 2 Legendary walkthrough. Although I'm not sure. I picked the sniper back up, and this was the hardest segment I ever did. Starting right there, I have to do four sword flies. All first try, and I have to live. Oh, no. It's after this segment right here.
Oh, still, that was
right
something.
Right here is a checkpoint. All right, here's the first sword fly. Here's the second one.
Love oh, right part. Over top.
Now, this you gotta be careful because you can actually die doing that.
Yeah. If you don't hit something, the pillar that I hit, you'll die from the fall timer.
You were gonna try to grenade boost from that grenade, weren't you?
Actually, I did that to try to get the sniper out. If I grenade boosted, I would have hit the door.
No, I mean, just right like... without jumping. Go ahead.
That was a hard sword fly right there, because after you sword fly, you have to press A immediately so you don't, like, run into the structure above. And this is, in my opinion, this is the hardest room in the entire game.
Yes.
I've tried getting through this so many times, getting a method, just trying to get through this room, and it's so difficult.
But, of course, with Envy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And right there I got a convenient checkpoint. Bring it to a sword fly. Right here there's no enemies for about 30 seconds, so it's just jump up on top, and there's just a little grenade boost right here.
Oh yeah. Keep forgetting Sputnik's activated.
Yep. And in this hallway coming up, I sort of fly up to save time. And usually I get pushed back, but in this run, thankfully I didn't.
Bounced over him.
Right here, I think Flechetti found this.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite maneuvers in the entire game, and
it's tough to pull off.
Yeah, that's where I stole that from my quarantine zone run.
Mm-hmm.
Or that's where I got the idea from, I should say. Okay, I stole it.
And I try sticking that elite up there, but I don't think I did. I think if you saw the radar right there, he actually lived, so... Right here, if you kill the sniper, they go in the turret gun immediately. That's why I killed the sniper. Not because he was a threat. Well, he is a threat. I probably would have killed him anyway. Is a perfect aim.
I hope you guys like Breaking Benjamin.
I've got my volume off, unfortunately.
And what's interesting about this room is you can skip the second set of enemies. If you take out the first set of enemies fast enough, and you're right by one of the pillars that Cortana talks to you in.
Did you figure that out?
Someone might have figured it out before me, but I figured this out on my own.
Huh.
Basically, you want to kill all the enemies except for one brute from the first wave, then you want to kill him last. And then just stand next to those pillars and you'll spawn. I didn't get a checkpoint there, I don't think, so this was like first try.
Nice.
Yeah. And that ends the last run. I just used up all my ammo. And this run was 10 minutes faster than the single segment version.
Nice.
Yeah.
Absolutely nice. And now this one, don't blink. Reason.
Yeah, this is the run people are going to be talking about.
Absolutely.
This was very fun to do.
This is the gem, the jewel of this entire project, I think.
I wish I could play like this.
Shortest level in all of Halo?
Not even all this sword flying and all that. I mean, we've seen that before in the single segment runs. It's not till you get to the end where it starts to get crazy.
Yeah.
This is also the fastest run in the project.
It's the fastest. Yeah. Well, I think it's the fastest in the speed run period.
Yeah.
Period
in all of Halo.
Or no, isn't this faster than Armory?
I believe so. This is way faster than Armory. Armory is like,
like
over 2 minutes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And Armory's not a real level, so.
I've tried sliding right through the door right there, but it just doesn't open fast enough. And also, I don't pick up the fuel rod gun because I carry over these weapons to a Great Journey. And that's I can't tell you how many times I've accidentally picked up the fuel rod gun and had to redo that segment.
Oh! Yeah, I mean, look at
and
that.
And there is the...
I'm going to have to watch that again.
Yeah, he throws the grenade himself, too.
Yeah, you don't even see the grenade. He's moving so fast.
Yeah.
Wow. Just charges right off the end. Straight.
Hi, Charity. This is my level. This first sword elite really did not enjoy spawning that often, so that was a lot of restarts. Fortunately, at the beginning of the level, pretty simple here, little Sputnik jump. I'd like to point out there's two kinds of sword flying. If you're close to, like, if you don't have to scope your weapon in, it's much easier to sword fly. The window is much, much larger, and I was okay at that. But if you're using a sniper weapon at a long distance, you have to press an extra button, and the timing window is much, much smaller. And before I started work on this run, I had literally done that trick once in my life. So I spent several nights just sitting there doing the trick over and over and over and over again just for this run.
Do you use two hands for that? Because when it's scoped, I always have to use two hands.
No, I one hand.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I had two hands too. It was Skirty that taught me that. He sent me a video.
Yeah. I use two hands too. I can't do a one hand.
Yeah, because if it's not scoped, one handed is pretty easy. But when it's scoped, like Goat Rope said, the timing is just so tough. You have to have that extra finger.
I don't know. I tried two handed. I could not see the benefit at all. This segment right here, it looks relatively simple, but the enemy spawns are random enough that I could not get, like, it's a pretty long segment, and to get all these sword cancels in a row, it just took more. I think this was the segment I restarted most often. This run went through, I think, 3 or 4 iterations overall. It's, again, one of the shorter levels. It's 333. Little grenade jump. This is kind of a U-shaped room. You just kind of skip over the U with that Sputnik jump. There's something cool coming up here called a pressure jump that you don't see very often. Basically, there's an elevator. You push the button and the elevator starts to go up, and then you can hop off and the game recognizes that you've jumped off and it starts to come back down for you. But if you walk under it, it kind of crushes you. And the way the physics engine works is it gets very upset that you're inside of it, and it tries to eject you as quickly as possible. And if you do it right, it takes a lot of restarts. I got some lucky checkpoints, but if you do it right, it sends you in a favorable direction, which you will see right here. This is one of my favorite tricks.
Nice.
And just that vision is strange,
perfect
too.
Landing.
Yeah. Little sword fly, a bit of fighting. This room, the trigger to kill the to open I'm stuttering here. I should have done cue cards. Basically, this door, we still don't know what triggers it to open. It's something to do with killing enemies. I don't know. I just killed some random guys and it opened. I really wanted to pick up that skull so much. I love picking up skulls in my single segment. I do, but this is a persistent full game run, so I didn't want to make the Great Journey guy pick it up as well, even though it has no effect. That's the Iron Skull.
Yeah.
The final thing is just a this was kind of hard without the reticle doing the scope sword fly.
What, you don't own Cheerios?
No, I tore the corner of a sticky note off and put it in the middle.
Yeah,
still tricky though.
All right, so this in the beginning
is
it's you, Skirty, in the beginning, correct?
Yeah. I killed the elite there to get a plasma grenade. I don't have to, but I finished the run from Uprising, and if you remember from Uprising, I finished with the carbine and the sword. You normally don't spawn with the sword. So I got that just so I could do some cool sword flies at the beginning, and I killed the elite for a plasma grenade.
And also, right note, here, note where he left the Spectre, because we're becoming back to that later.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
Do you
toss the grenade in through the wraith as you're climbing in? Because it didn't look like you did that.
No, I didn't do it for that. Through testing, I found that if I killed that wraith instantly, I got killed. So I punched the window, then I threw a grenade that I went on the other one.
If you're not familiar, you can, as you're climbing into the wraith, if you toss a grenade like right in the middle of the animation, it'll go right inside and stick to the pilot and kill them right away.
Mm-hmm. That's just a sword fly across. Would have been a lot easier in your single segment run than jumping across the chasm
that's
ledge.
Totally terrifying.
And I got lucky without getting shot by the sniper right there as I was uncloaked. And normally when you play this level, you would get the sword in this room. But I sword fly to open the door, I need to kill 3 brutes. So there's 1 brute, 2 brutes, and then 3.
This is astounding to me. I thought the trigger for that room was, like, much longer.
Yeah, no, it's only 3 brutes. And then right here...
You could see him.
The trigger is just 4 brutes, and the cutscene took a long time to activate every time I tried it. I don't know why. Sometimes it activates immediately. Maybe it's on a timer. I'm not sure. But this is where Nocturne takes over, right after his cutscene.
Yeah, and guess what I do? Backtrack.
Oh, we found this trick.
Yep, Goat Rope and I found this trick when we were pathing the pacifist run. You run back
3,000 kilometers to do that.
That's right. You backtrack to that checkpoint, that loading zone, and that deloads the Wraith drivers. So when you go out to the next area, the Wraiths are sitting there, no one's in them. And that saves, well, enough time and enough hassle that at this point it's just a matter of waiting for the Scarab to walk to the next area. Like, this is probably the easiest part of the entire game.
What made you even decide to go backwards in the first place?
I saw a brute shooting through the wall. Oddly enough, the brute that comes around here. See, I'm playing a bit of cat and mouse here. I have to go back and get that Spectre, but the brute that comes by here is just deadly with the plasma cannon. So I just avoid him as much as I could. Go back and get the Spectre. When the brutes were going by, we saw them shooting through the wall. So we figured that there was still someone left in the prison, and I went back in to have a look. I forget exactly why, but we went back in just to have a look. Or maybe it was to grab a weapon, one or the other.
I think it was to pick up nades or something.
Yeah, that could have been. Well, I don't know, because we were pathing the pacifist run. I forget what exactly why, but I noticed a brute was shooting back in the room, so he could see in the room. So I went in, came back out, and the race, you know, we're fully expecting to try to fight these things in a pacifist run, which would be absolutely impossible, and they just weren't there. So it was, happy coincidence, I guess. I don't know, but it turned out to be pivotal, especially in a pacifist run, which actually we haven't got around to doing yet.
That's your job.
Okay. I will. I'll take you up on that. I will do the pacifist run of that, because I'm really involved with the pacifist program.
Yeah.
I guess. This here is just pacifist program.
The pacemaker.
Yeah, that's right. this is just driving around. I just tried to find the most efficient route up there. There's several routes you can take. This just, I don't know, is most spectacular, I guess, because you're over the top of it.
It doesn't really matter in the scheme of things, because that Scarab is
it's all on a timer. I was actually going to go up and visit the skull that's up top there.
Oh.
But it was just didn't quite have enough time.
I really like how the Spectre can just go up almost vertical walls.
Yes, anything. It just floats beautifully. And so easy to control for such a big, bulky piece of equipment. It's something...
That's the Covenant repurposing Forerunner technology.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot better than the Brutes did with the Prowler in Halo 3. Not a fan of that vehicle.
Yeah. And here is nothing left to do but enjoy the scenery.
Some nice trees.
I was going to go back to the bridge and take out some of the enemies that Sturdy left behind, but I thought, whatever.
Yeah. So how did you transfer the save file? Did you, like, mail a memory card? Or did you just...
No, there was a cutscene.
Oh, right, right. The
same as, like, what we did with Louis Wu's. There was a cutscene there, and so we can change over at that point.
Yeah.
The trick to get the Spectre into the room itself. Someone explain that. I don't really understand it that much.
We're dropping it through the ceiling of the hallway because there's a bit of overlapping. Now, the only reason I do this part here is I need a shotgun. So I got the shotgun. I'm happy now. I'm going to go back and get the Spectre that dropped through the ceiling.
I always found that the brute plasma rifles killed Tartarus pretty quickly. Does the shotgun work better?
I don't think it really matters. I think as long as you're putting shots into him, he's gonna fall.
So does it recognize Johnson is dead right now?
No, Johnson is on the back right now. And this is the little trick where if you have Johnson, the game can't find him and spawns another one. And can't find him again and spawns another one. So you end up with actually having four Johnsons shooting sniper shots into Tartarus. And you're going to love this ending.
For people who haven't played this, that soldier there, Johnson, the way this boss fight works, Johnson has a sniper rifle, and he has to shoot the boss three times, and then his shields go down, and then you can deal damage, and you just have to do that over and over, and it takes a very long time normally, so...
He doesn't just shoot his shield down. He takes his cod piece out here. And normally you don't get this brave and this close, but he's so busy taking care of
these Johnsons.
Are
all these Johnsons invincible?
Yes, they're invincible, and they can't be knocked with a hammer. They don't get they wow. they can't be they're like immutable. check out where he's shooting, and he's done. And to insult to injury, his own brutes stick him. So that was the most enjoyable thing I've done in Halo right there.
Into the speedrun,
and that's it. That's all she wrote.
That's right. We got the credits here. I captured these with my intensity with component video, so they should be pretty good looking.
Oh, wow. I think you should fuzz them up so they match the rest of the project.
Yeah.
Are you going to include the credits in the final video?
Yeah, I figured as such. I mean, I'm sure you guys want to give shout outs to people, right?
Yeah.
Oh. Like my dad? No, my dad's not going to watch this.
Thank you, my dad, my mom, for making me. No, I'd like to thank all the for all the people that hang out with us in the forums at High Impact Halo for all the support and cheerleading they give us. For all the other speedrunners who keep pushing us. Some of the things they do are just as amazing as anything you've seen here tonight.
Yeah.
High Impact Halo. If you don't know about that website, it's kind of a database of all these tricks and glitches for the game, and pretty much everything you see here originated in some way from somebody at High Impact Halo. You know, everything from sword flying to the checkpoint glitching to everything. I mean. It's a wealth of information about breaking this game.
And I'd like to thank HBO for hosting our runs. And in the past, Mythica that used to host our runs, and they're gone now. But we still have to thank them.
Yeah, Cody described what High Impact Halo is, but I'd also like to mention that when I first made High Speed Halo. Duquesne, the owner of High Impact Halo, is the one that gave me hosting. The first address was like highspeed.highimpacthalo.org, so we're really a part of them. It's also where we got the name. Aside from that, shout outs to GNet and Bisou and StarCraft.
Well, I want to give a shout out to Boxer too, if we're gonna go that route. So.
Oh yeah, all right.
Go Boxer.
Yeah. And to all my buddies at Griffball.com, I'm sure some of them will be watching this.
So when are we gonna do Halo 3 done segmented or Halo 1?
That's a good question.
Which would be harder, Halo 3 or Halo 1? I mean, with reloading checkpoints.
I'd say Halo 1, just because it's strange because you can revert to a checkpoint and be in a slightly different position. I don't think it's as exact with its positioning as Halo 2 and 3.
I actually did a run of keys, like, just to test it out, like, try to beat my easy time, which I did. I got a 241. I don't think I'll ever be able to beat 239. But, all the checkpoints lined up. I had, like, 4 checkpoints, and they all lined up. So, I don't know.
The only thing I could think of to speed it up on that level is just grenade jumping.
Yeah,
but if it's on, well, you wouldn't do it on.
Well, yeah, and if we did a Halo 3 project, then we could, send the films back and forth, so we wouldn't have to have everybody capture and have the video quality differ. We could go, high def.
Oh yeah.
That's assuming you want to go through all the trouble of sorting through unrewindable campaign clips.
Yeah, you know what? But if it was awesome enough, I just might do it.
Yeah. Didn't somebody, like three people, had their secret project, they were going to do Halo 1 segmented, and then it didn't happen, and they kind of came out with it.
Yeah, because, it would be tough. Ooh, let's look for Max in the credits, Go Rope.
Oh, yeah. He's an AI engineer, I think. Or, like, campaign engineer? I don't know, he's something.
He said AI engineer, but, yeah, fellow G-netter.
Yeah, Max is a cool guy. He's I think KP's in this too. Or is that Halo 3?
KP's in Halo 3.
Oh, no, 2004. Yeah, never mind.
Yeah, and High Impact Halo doesn't get thanked until Halo 3 either.
Right.
Yeah, I was going to thank Slinky for just thinking of this project. I mean,
oh, yeah, definitely.
Oh, yeah, Slinky.
He comes up with all the crazy ideas.
Yeah, Slinky was he was kind of big into Half-Life speedruns and all that, where segmented speedruns are kind of the norm. So it's kind of his idea to apply that to Halo.
I'm not sure, but I think he goes by the name Poltari back on Speed Demos Archive. I'm not sure if he changed.
He's got a Slinky thing because I've seen him post under the name Slinky.
Yeah, he changed it.
He did change it back to avoid the confusion.
Yeah.
Did we thank Bungie yet?
No, definitely Bungie.
Bungie. Screw them.
No.
Thanks for the game. Yeah. And thanks for the glitches.
Hey, are we going to send them an early copy of this so they can get excited about it? Or is that...
Max asked me for a preview. So.
Yeah, well, oh, cool. I still haven't made up the runner titles yet because, we're watching it and I just kind of put it together real quick, but... we're going to have titles pop up to identify the runner.
A little bit more editing to do, yeah.
Yeah, but I should be able to do that pretty soon. So, yeah.
Well, on Halo 3, don't credit say thanks to High Speed Halo for making us put all the barriers up?
No, High Impact Halo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we got to get somebody to do a legendary run of the Covenant first before we even start.
Segmented won't be as bad. Okay. No, my record is like...
Oh, segmenting, not a problem.
Yeah, segmented Covenant could be fun. There's a lot of crazy stuff in that.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know how watchable it'll be for the casual viewer. I think the sword... Like, Halo 2 is kind of special in that it's got the sword flying and...
Yeah, we're taking advantage of Halo 3. There's really nothing super crazy we could do.
I think...
Halo 1 at least has the shield bump.
So if you've actually listened to this whole thing, well, you're probably a member of High Speed Halo. But if you're not, then thanks for listening, and I hope you learned a little bit about how we approach these speed runs and some of the glitches that we use.
Yeah, thanks for watching.
Yep, video's done, so take it easy, everybody.
Yeah, bye. See ya.
See ya.